Benvenuti, welcome back to Italian Pod.
Ciao, I'm Marco. Welcome to Italian Pod.
So, Marco, we have a newbie lesson for everyone today.
Yes, a newbie lesson about love.
Love, and well, it's kind of a special kind of Italian love that isn't quite, well, you'll figure it out.
It's a love with a but.
All right, so the key phrase for today before we get going.
Ti amo, ti amo.
All right,
ti amo.
I love you. Amo. All right, so listen up for that one. We'll listen to this three times. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on.
Dialogue, first time.
Ma io ti amo.
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
Dialogue, second time.
Ma io ti amo.
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
Dialogue, third time.
Ma io ti amo.
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
And we are back. So we've heard that a couple times now, and I think we should probably go through it line by line because it's a little complicated. And we'll translate that into
English. Love is always complicated, isn't it?
Ma io ti amo.
But I love you.
Ma io ti amo.
But I love you.
Ma io ti amo. Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
Beatrice, don't misunderstand me. I care about you. I really care about you, but...
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
Beatrice, don't misunderstand me. I care about you. I really care about you, but...
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però... C'è un'altra, vero?
There's someone else, isn't there?
C'è un'altra, vero?
There's someone else, true?
C'è un'altra, vero? In realtà sono sposato.
Actually, I'm married.
In realtà sono sposato.
Actually, I'm married.
In realtà sono sposato. So there was someone else.
Yeah, for a bit longer than she'd expected. So this guy...
So, ma l'amore, love, always these complete little details sometimes.
Little details. All right. Well, the first phrase is the phrase actually that we discussed at the very beginning of this lesson, which is maybe...
Ti amo, ti
amo. One of the more common Italian phrases that people who even haven't studied Italian would know. Ti amo. And
ti.
So... T is you and amo is I love. So it's a very easy phrase because you don't even have to say like what's really going on. You say you I love. So ti amo. And the boyfriend's not really feeling it, right? He doesn't want her to get the wrong impression. So what does he say to express that?
Beatrice, non fraintendermi.
Fraintendere, so that means to misunderstand. So non fraintendermi means don't misunderstand me.
Yes,
right.
Non fraintendermi.
So, he doesn't say ti amo, what does he say?
Io ti voglio bene.
Ti voglio bene, and it means I care about you. So just think of this phrase as kind of a fixed thing, it all comes together. So ti voglio bene, I care about you. It's a little bit different, it's like
ti
loving...
Ti voglio bene.
It's loving in an unromantic way.
Bene.
And he says, ti voglio bene, I really do.
Da morire.
Da morire, so to die, like we're dying for. So this is not literal, this is a figurative way of saying that you really, really feel something, right? So, ti voglio bene, da morire,
da
ti
morire,
amo,
really...
da morire.
Yeah, right. It's it works like an adverb, so you can add it after a verb to express that you do it a lot.
But she thinks that there's someone else, so how does she ask about that?
A whole lot of love, by the way. C'è un'altra, vero?
Un'altra. So she doesn't actually have to say there's another woman. There's another person. She just says, c'è un'altra, vero? So there's another female thing, right? And there is, kind of. What's the final verdict?
In realtà, sono sposato.
So in realtà. So in reality. So that's a way of saying actually. In realtà, sono sposato. I'm married. So if he were a woman, how would he say this? Sono
sposata.
Sposata. So he says, in realtà sono sposato. Uh-oh, he's married. So not to the girlfriend, apparently. But let's go back, listen to this three more times. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the difference between volere bene and
different kinds
and
of
amare.
Love. Dialogue, first time.
Ma io ti amo!
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
Dialogue, second time.
Ma io ti amo!
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
Dialogue, third time.
Ma io ti amo!
Beatrice, non fraintendermi. Io ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene da morire, però...
C'è un'altra, vero?
In realtà sono sposato.
And we are back. So, Marco, maybe you can describe a little bit the difference between the phrases ti amo and ti voglio bene, because you hear these all the time in Italian, and people are always writing them like in text messages and stuff. But
of course, that's why I'm here. So let me tell you, ti amo is the big one, okay? And of course, you use it with your lover,
significant
your
other.
No, yeah, it's like in a love relationship, in a relationship.
Romantic relationship.
Romantic, thank you, in a romantic relationship. But volere bene, quindi ti voglio bene, can only be said, it's a bit lower. So it could be like among friends or among relatives or family, but it can also be in a romantic relationship when you're just not ready to say ti amo, no? It's like, some people make a big deal out of this, like, I should wait before I say ti amo, now I am at the ti voglio bene phase.
So it's like a stepping stone.
Yeah, but it's also very useful. It's very used by and with friends and family.
And ti voglio bene is often abbreviated TVB. So if someone writes this to you in a text message or in an email, that's what it means. I was confused for a while. Ti voglio bene. I care about you. That's, I love you in an unromantic way.
There's a lot of this sort of, you know, after the SMS and stuff, a lot of Italian language that develop into these little annoying things.
Acronyms.
It's more of a like high school thing. But anyway, I think it's very interesting. There's millions of those, and we will analyze that in a podcast, I hope, in the future.
All right.
Because TVB is just one, but I want also to talk about NTAT, NTVMODB.
We'll leave that until next time, though. But I hope you've enjoyed this. Remember, ti amo, ti voglio bene, both ways of expressing that you care about somebody, but one much more romantic than the other. So
go on the website, italianpod.com, or write us at TVB in an email, italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
All right. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.